Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. A store owner in the Shoalhaven has had to fight for his life after a man demanded entry to his shop late on Tuesday.
The owner, a 35-year-old man, refused him entry, but it's alleged he was punched and had a gun pointed at him. The man's told police the trigger was pulled, but the gun didn't fire.
Sonia Roberts from police headquarters says the owner then wrestled the gun from his attacker, who took off. Police inquiries led to an Ulladulla address on Wednesday, where a 53-year-old man was arrested. He's been charged with several offences, including attempted murder, and will appear in Nowra local court today. Residents in the Wallandilly Shire, whose properties were damaged by yesterday's 3.8 magnitude earthquake at Appin, are being encouraged to contact the State Emergency Service. There have been other tremors reported over the last couple of years, but this has been the worst in that period. Councillor Simon Lando says it's still too early to assess any damage.
It is a bit of a concern, really, if with homes and walls were rattling around. I haven't heard of any damage to any properties yet, but I guess it was only a minor earthquake as well.
The Shoalhaven Rural Fire Service says it may need to extend the bushfire danger period beyond its usual end date because of weather forecasts for the rest of summer. Meteorologists predict conditions will be warmer and drier than usual into the start of autumn. And RFS Shoalhaven District Officer James Morris says they'll review things towards the end of the bushfire season.
That'll be assessed later on this year as it comes closer to the time and we see what conditions, the drought factor, so how moist the fuel is. There's obviously a lot of conditions that come into place to extend that.
A man from the Southern Highlands with cystic fibrosis says he can sympathise with the families of 30 children in Australia who are waiting for a drug called Calideco to be listed on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. 34-year-old Scott Martin is the head professional at Highlands Golf Club and set up a foundation to raise funds for people with CF to help out with medical expenses such as medication, equipment and travel. Mr. Martin also had a similar problem accessing his medication, which he says has now changed his life.
Oh, definitely. My lung function has improved immensely. My digestive system has improved also. And my sweat levels, when I took the drug originally, the numbers were 105 when I did a sweat test. I'm at Royal North Shore, that's where I've got to go. And after the first 3 months of taking the drug, it halved to about 50.
The Berry Rural Co-op has a new chairman. After 8 years in the chair of the milk processor, Paul Timms has stepped down. His place will be taken by local dairy farmer John Miller. And Fair Trading is warning swimmers on the south coast to steer clear of using inflatable lounges in the pool or at the beach. There have been at least two cases of the blow-up furniture splitting in the water, trapping users in the material. And Commissioner Rod Stowe says they're being advertised as water safe, but that's not the case.
The particular product that has been involved in these couple of incidents has been depicted on websites and in reviews as a product that can be used in the water.
To sport, and South Coast surfer Luke Rice faces a sudden death elimination heat in the WSL World Junior Championships at Kiama. He was second in his opening round heat, meaning he needs to beat his opponent from St Martin in the Caribbean to stay alive. And another triumph for barrel cyclist Caleb Ewan. He successfully defended his Australian Criterium Championship in Ballarat. This comes after a bad crash in the Bay Classic Series in Geelong. That's the latest news and sport.